Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't find it. Lundell, short-handed breakaway. Marchand, in Marchand, down low, he scores! A short-handed goal for Brad Marchand on a breakaway. He beats Skinner down low, and the Panthers are up 4-3.
I just don't think it gets too big for him. You know, right? He was one of our most vocal guys, you know, throughout the third and the first and second, you know, overtime intermissions, and it doesn't seem like he ever gets, you know, too riled about it, which is something you need. He's a veteran presence guy that's got a ring, so we're really lucky to have him.
Out to the near point. It's one-handed along to the corner by Wallman. Picked up by Perry. Then here on the near boards, McDavid. Perry out to the line. Wallman, long shot, loose, off the bounce. It's better, and they score, and it's Corey Perry tying the game with 17.8 seconds to go. In regulation time, this game is tied at 4. Bouchard near circle in the Edmonton zone. Chris Knobloch switches out the forward grouping. Left side is Kane Brown in front of Todd. Save Bobrovsky! He got just enough of him. With the glove, hand to knock it away as Connor Brown was knocking on the door. Here's Klingberg on the end boards for Edmonton. Verhaeghe picked his pocket. Verhaeghe in front of chance. Panikin. Oh, what a save. Skinner in the middle. Small goal. Second try. And Marchand stopped twice. And the puck clear. Stuart Skinner's biggest sequence of the night. He made an acrobatic save, and then on the second one, looked like he may have gotten a little piece as the puck hit through the blue
and hit the post.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. It's high. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out low in the zone is Marchand. Pass ahead with Marchand. Breakaway hits it. Marchand, can he tie the series? And he scores. Brad Marchand in overtime, and the Panthers win Game 2. 5-4. The series is tied at a game apiece.
That was one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life.
The angst.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Man, I got to tell you, I was outside because you guys tried to kill me.
When we lost contact with you, it was like you. The mission was going well, and then we're like, Leroy. It's almost like an action movie where we're like, I think we lost him. I think we've lost him.
So I was outside. And I'm like, oh, and then like the neighbors had to hear me. Cause I mean, it was hectic. And I was so glad to get a shorty. Because it always happens against us.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yes, shorty.
Yeah, but what was your emotions in the hot tub? Well, so what did you do? Did you go hot tub in an intermission and you watch from the pool?
No. So every time the status changed, I changed.
So every time there was a lead, so like you just kept changing in the first period?
So when the Panthers were, I stayed put, right? Then when they tied it, I got in the pool. Panther score, back in the jacuzzi, right?
So lead jacuzzi, tie pool.
Yeah.
So you spent overtime after it was 4-4 and we all wanted to just die.
I was in the pool.
You went into the pool.
Yes, but they were leading for a majority of the game, so understand.
You were in the hot tub.
Oh!
So you were in the hot tub for basically the whole third period.
Pretty much.
And then after they tied it, pool.
And then when they said 17 seconds and they scored, I slid out of the jacuzzi.
Into the pool.
And used my last bit of breath to get into the pool because I don't think I would have made it another 3 minutes in the jacuzzi.
So you went.
And the whole time as I'm sliding over the edge of the pool, the jacuzzi to get in the pool, I'm like, damn you, Tobin.
So you watched all of overtimes in the pool.
Correct.
Got it. Hey, you did it right. You did it right.
Did I?
You did it right. You did it right. I appreciate it.
I ran out of fluids.
We knew something was wrong because, like, you touched base before third period, and you said you were about to get back in, and yep. Then we didn't hear from you, and I was like, this only means two things. He's either passed out asleep or passed out from fluids.
Yes, I assumed the worst.
I assumed the worst, too.
I assumed the worst. We've lost Leroy.
I was sitting in the jacuzzi, oh, God, somebody score, please. At this point, I don't care who it is.
You're like, score two, I don't care. Just let's go.
I ran out of fluids.
Longest.
I filled the whole cooler up. I had three Gator Lights, three Gatorades. I had a mix of electrolytes that I put in a big bottle of water.
Yep.
Right? Put two packs in there. Right? And I was like, okay, I'm going to make it if I just keep. No. So then I'm like, as I'm sitting there, starting to see spots with all the fluid I'm drinking. You know, the first thought came to mind is, this Marcos is an idiot. How the hell does he think somebody can lose that much damn weight? That's not possible.
Gotta focus.
Focus.
No, dude. I'm telling you. Yeah. Nope.
It was, dude, that was, it was insane. All
right, and like, you hear the anxiety and the anxiousness of the announcers, the fans, when either side goes on a rush, and then you see a shot, and you think it's open, it goes, think! And you're like,
yeah, squeaky cheeks. It was a squeaky cheeks game, both sides. It definitely was. It was.
I mean, that's two games like that, though.
No, I mean, it's been an incredible series. It's been so back and forth, so even. It's been amazing. I mean, the first period was on drugs. It was right. Crazy how back and forth that was. And, you know, Paul Maurice was talking about this yesterday. He goes, like, I don't think this has been a badly defended series. Like, I know what the scoreboard says, but this has been some guys are playing balls out defense. The goalie play has been really strong from both goalies. He's like, this is just some high-level stuff from these teams. But Brad Marchand, dude, I mean, this dude is turning himself from cat's enemy to cat's legend. Like it's been he's
quick.
Insane. It's been insane what he's been able to do. And it felt like it was going to be him because he had, like, three attempts, like, right. After the shorty where it's like, oh, he's going to find a way to get another one. Whether it was like the wraparound, whatever, like it was like this is going to be Brad Marchand's game. It was appropriate that it ended up being his game winner. He deserved it.
I tell you, who has just put himself in a different stratosphere? Sam Bennett.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. No, he's absolutely
in a team that has Barkov and Tkachuk. And Marchand, like, Sam Bennett is the guy right now.
He's been awesome. Yeah, I mean, like, I think that it's been an incredible postseason for with 13 goals now. He's been unbelievable. He's absolutely also done that with, you know, a country wanted to take him away in handcuffs. But, you know, like, look, razor thin, but the Cats are exactly where they need to be. Back in their barn tonight, even, one game apiece. And, I mean, this building is going to be absolutely on fire tonight, dude.
I can't leave my house after 7.
Why? Just particular traffic. Reason? Oh, yeah. You're very
traffic,
close to the arena.
The traffic, because keep in mind, they get off of 595 and go down 136.
Yeah.
And I'm off of 136. I can't, like, mess with that area.
Man.
And if I go the other way, you got 75 where people try to go 75 route. Yeah.
Can we give a shout out to our boy, friend of the show, Gustav Forsling?
Ooh.
This man, what a stud.
Wizard.
What a stud. This dude was diving all over the place.
You, yeah, he was.
There's no guy. I remember my mother-in-law walking by. She goes, who's that diving on the ground? I say, Gus.
That's Gus.
She goes, how do you know? I say, because that's what he always does.
That's what he does, dude. That's what he does. He's just causing havoc.
Like, oh, you get ready to shoot? And he don't jump like all the way on the ground. He just slides down.
He's graceful, like a penguin.
Yeah.
Like it's part of the show, like a sea lion. Yeah.
You got that right, RVA Richie. Bennett about to get that munion.
Oh yeah, he's about to get whatever he wants. It's insane. Like it's. I mean,
we talk about Bennett more than we talk about Barkov and Reinhardt.
Well, that's been definitely a criticism. Is like this is, and I don't know, you know, what to make, because obviously they have they have to shut down the high powered. You know, top line that is the Edmonton Oilers, but they definitely haven't had their impact on this. Rhino a couple times, Barkey's done some. They've had their moments, but they haven't got on the board yet. I think in a way can be encouraging for the Cats, because I think that there's still plenty to come. We haven't even seen from their top dogs yet.
Well, I would say this is that I think that because the Panthers are so deep, to go in there and have that complaint, right, is a bit unfair to how their team is built and how their team has done all year. Because all year we've talked about other guys scoring. And so this is nothing new to us, not seeing all of your scoring primarily come from Barkov and Reinhardt, because there's been a lot of guys during the course of the year that have stepped up. And there's a number of guys in the playoffs that have scored. So it'd be different if you couldn't score at all. Then you tend to look at your star players.
Yeah, right? And it's been two games. Like it is what it is. I think you know with Edmonton, you know that Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, when they pair them together.
Well, they have to, though.
They're going to be in a spot where they're going to light up the scoreboard. I mean, like, if you just look at where the scoring has, like, what kind of numbers they're putting up. You know, that's their hub.
Is Kane hockey intangible?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. Pure menace, yeah. Likes to punch people, dirty player.
No.
What?
See, hockey intangible is the opposite of basketball intangible. So, is Kane, you know, can I claim Kane?
No, not this series. Like, why do you got Seth Jones?
No. I'm just saying, in general.
Yeah, you can claim him in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, no. I'm not saying I'm rooting for him. I'm just saying when he scored, I was like, all right.
He's been around for a hot minute.
Oh, no. I'm
not a very well-liked individual.
Really?
No, dude.
That's crazy because Seth Jones don't never come out. Like, go get some water, dude. He is always in.
Unbelievable. We'll take a break. Lots to get to here on the program. A crazy sports weekend. The headlines are going to be brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Back after
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This.
We built this city. We built this city on
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. The Big Three. In one of the most anticipated seasons yet, we'll take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. Get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. You guys see Jelly Roll was there yesterday?
Oh.
Just yes. Hanging. I think he did Hard Rock this weekend, right?
Yes, he did.
But he toured the Heat facility.
Yeah.
Game of Jersey. Nice. He was playing some hoops.
Side note, didn't Beasley beat what's-his-face, right?
Oh, did he beat him? Yeah. Beat him like a drum, dude.
Well, I mean, it was
like a drum.
It was a three-point game.
Beat him like a drum, dude.
All right, okay.
Beat him like a drum. He's an artist.
That was entertainment.
He's an artist.
So, I had my little
I kind of feel like that could be bigger than the Big Three.
I really do. Yeah.
I feel like the one, like they go like in the backstage, like fighters, Leroy, like getting ready in the locker room. I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is cool. This is objectively cool.
Mic them up, you know, have the crowd there like they have the crowd. That's pretty fun.
Michael Beasley just takes out one guy who like retires whoever the next year is, or even just take on, like, can he take on one guy in all NBA? Yeah. And this is just his thing. Just like playing for huge sums of cash.
Beat the Bees.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you beat the Bees? Yeah. You had a Hall of Fame career. You just retired. But can you beat the Bees? Wow. Look at that.
I like it.
Pretty good.
I know you're doing a thing because you don't like Michael Beasley for whatever reason.
No, this is good, though. This is good. This is what he was made for, not to be the second round pick for the Miami Heat. Second overall pick. Not second round.
He was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley was a unicorn.
He's still a unicorn. I still think he's a unicorn.
Okay, but if you got a unicorn right now, like, what would you do with it?
I mean, it's like talking to a unicorn.
You know, I would obviously ask it for wishes.
No, that's how they do.
That's what they do.
It's a horse with a horn. You have a unicorn right now. It's like, this is cool.
If I asked my daughter, Sophia, right now, who's a unicorn expert, I'd be like, hey, do unicorns grant wishes? She would absolutely say yes.
They don't grant wishes.
All right, I'm asking right now.
There's no way they grant
wishes. Wait, how can they grant wishes? They can't talk.
Yeah.
They can understand. They're mystical creatures.
I'm not going to draw the line of communication.
You can't speak no English?
True or false?
What, you got to like rub the horn or like, what do you like? I don't understand. Do you ride the,
Hey, so my dog.
Just ask the expert.
All right, we'll see.
My dog, Dre, right?
Yeah.
He'll be laying all cool, and people will go over and pet him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll look up. I'm like, step away from the dog. They go, why? He's so calm. I'm like, get ready to chew your ass up. He just, dude, look. He don't even move his face. He just go like this.
Hmm. Is Dre a bad dog? Have we determined that yet?
He's not a bad dog.
Hmm.
All right. I think he's a good dog.
But he does.
No.
He does kind of.
He's a little prickly?
Yes. Hmm. What's his is his.
Yeah.
And
seems like what's yours is his also, though.
Is he a bully?
Well, he's been known to grab a shoe and make a run for it.
Oh, Schmeathen with it. There aren't bad dogs, only bad owners. I hate this. I don't want to go against the dog people right now.
Okay.
But I hate
this good.
Statement.
Schmeathen, come over and meet Dre.
Dre is different.
He would just tell Dre to go to hell.
I have a chihuahua that is
and
bad.
And Dre would take him with him.
We'll see. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Unless he brought some bacon with him and tricked him.
Can unicorns
grant
wishes?
I gotta tell you, in fairness to the sports weekend, thought it was going to be a dud. It wasn't. I fell into the rabbit hole of watching the University of Miami.
Oh, that was a heartbreaking loss.
It was a heartbreaking loss, man. But
when you have bases loaded, one out, and you get nothing,
it seemed like a double play. Was trying to hit home runs, and they were hitting just deep fly balls.
It was obviously very windy because I saw like 9 guys' hats fly off in right field. I was like, whew. I was so there was probably some swirling winds going on there, and then even the go ahead shot kind of like hung up there, and like it was a very strange outfield play, but they hit into that 1-2-3 double play. Top of the sixth, I was like, that's a golden opportunity. You had that pitcher on the ropes. Squeaky cheeks.
Very, very few college games will end 3-2 and be 3-2 that long.
Yeah.
Like it might, you know, usually both teams will score, but I ended up watching a lot of that. I watched
French Open.
Saturday, I watched French on watch Coco Gauff.
Coco.
She was awesome.
Sabalenka's a sore loser, huh?
Wow.
Alcaraz.
You hear this Sabalenka afterwards giving Coco no credit?
Yeah.
She was a sore loser.
Typical sore loser.
I think she lost me as a fan.
No. So I always look at it this way. When Coco hit the ball to you and then you hit it out of bounds, and lost that point, and subsequently lost the match. How is that on her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know, but she was like, she was basically saying, like, you know, anybody else would have beat Coco. I just had the worst day ever. And I was like, oh, well, welcome to sports, Ari. Arena?
Right.
So anyway, Coco Gauff, congratulations to her.
Her second major.
Delray Beach's own.
And Alcaraz won back-to-back French Opens. So, and that lasted, put it this way. How can I explain to you how long this was? It outlasted all of the golf coverage. And what, you know, golf is on all damn day.
What golf was on?
The Canadian Open. Won by a Kiwi.
Hmm.
Ryan Fox. Who was the first Kiwi to win 2 events in 1 year.
Hunter says Tobin would be Coco Puff if he played tennis.
Not Coco, though.
I don't like Coco Puffs.
Really?
Not a fan of chocolate cereal.
Huh. Can somebody explain something to me?
Turn some milk chocolate.
Can somebody explain something to me?
Yes.
It has gotten me my whole life.
Hmm.
And let me just say both are delicious. What's the difference between Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops?
Nah.
They taste the same.
Apple Jacks does have a distinct taste.
It's like apple cinnamon. It says that it only has 2 flavors, apple and cinnamon, and Fruit Loops apparently has an assortment of flavors. But they kind of do the same thing.
Yes.
To me, it's like a tangerine orange thing. You know, if I have an orange and someone's like, technically it's a tangerine, I'm like, technically,
you know why,
shut up.
You know why I don't like tangerines? You got to hose through 5 of them, And I hate when people call them cuties.
Oh, yeah. Tangerine, the best fruit to play street hockey with? Feels like it fits right there on the stick.
What is wrong with you?
If you were to play, hockey with
First of all,
geez.
There's nothing about you that says I'm using food to hit.
No, I'm just saying, but if you were, it kind of reminds me of a street hockey puck, you know, the street hockey ball that you would play with on a roller hockey.
What about a grapefruit?
Too big.
What about
softball?
Clementine.
Same cousin, same area. I see what you're saying.
Oh, wait a minute. You used to play baseball with oranges?
No. Street hockey.
I've done it.
Baseball with oranges?
Huh. You never hit a fruit with a baseball bat?
I just feel like
we sliced fruit with rulers.
Yeah, true.
Let me tell you. No, I sliced fruit with a ruler. Nobody else hit one.
No, you played Fruit Ninja. I sliced through. The whole point was that I could slice through with it.
Dude, no. The whole point...
It's a dangerous rule.
...was he was like... originally started with he could go through it with a piece of wood.
A wooden ruler.
A wooden ruler.
No, put a dent in it.
Okay.
And that watermelon said, go bleep yourself.
Watermelon? I didn't realize
Now, keep in mind, we had outside looking like the Publix produce section.
Yeah.
Because we had an assortment of different fruits.
Of course.
So once he cut the watermelon, then we decided to play Fruit Ninja.
It was a great time.
Good times. So we played Fruit Ninja, throwing various fruits at each other, strawberries,
I don't think we could do
oranges,
that
all kinds of stuff, right?
Here. Yeah.
Then I hit one and got froggy.
Oh.
And
relatable.
Our guy who made the weapon... Tobin. I swung at a piece of fruit. It slipped. The tape came off.
Okay.
The metal ruler went hurling through the air.
Oof.
And tore somebody's side view mirror.
Let's say what's correct, first of all.
So it was your fault.
I didn't know.
That's what he said.
What happened was is I had a real machete that we could have used.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And it had a grip, rubber grip. And Galen's like, you can't use a machete. So we had to loophole it, and all I had was the metal ruler, which was quite sharp.
Very sharp.
You needed to put some kind of a handle on it, so I put a bandana as a grip around it. And it worked a couple of times, but then... You know, what happened really, and this is where he doesn't, you know, he lacks accountability.
Okay.
He hits the first tomato.
Yeah.
And then decides, I'm Gary Sheffield.
Okay.
And I'm going to start bat wagging.
Okay.
Then he got too aggressive on his swing.
Didn't mention this, Leroy. You never mentioned this.
And that's why it went. Now, thankfully, like in hindsight.
No, people were around. Dude.
In hindsight.
That thing went. Hurling.
In hindsight, it's good that it didn't hit somebody, because that thing went flying and it probably would have taken a chunk out of someone.
Yeah.
Instead, it took a chunk out of a car. It cost Leroy 800.
I'm sorry, how much?
See, I think it was 600.
Oh, I thought it was 800.
You know what I did? I got, Jennifer Cody. Because she was parked in the loading zone.
She shouldn't have been there.
Shouldn't have been there.
So... I got her a big ass check. Like those checks that
like Happy Gilmore.
Oh, great.
Happy Gilmore check.
Where do you even cash those? Can you cash those at the bank?
No.
Okay.
I got her a big ass check.
Tell you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What though? If you did get any tomatoes on your shirt, and you didn't need them cleaned, I tell you the exact place where you could have taken them, and that's A&T Dry Cleaners, man. 40+ years owned and run. Our guy R, that's our boy. You guys can call or text him anytime. Leroy, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383.
Yep, he'll pick up, drop off all your clothes. Ooh. He services all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. And guess what? They have a seamstress on site. It's ours mother, so you know you're going to get the best possible care.
Oh, she is professional. She is a professional. She runs that front, Leroy.
Yeah. Call Ara, get a quote, mention Tobin and Leroy, 25% off. 25% off. Because he's a big fan. He wants you to be a big fan. Everybody's happy when you go to A&T Dry Cleaners.
Yep.
You know it's that time of year. Weddings, graduations, whatever you need, he can take care of you. And I promise you, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you won't launder your own clothes again.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's time to get to that road to repeat, which we're getting very close to the end to, hopefully. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that cherry cola.
Cherry cola.
The Panthers, they resume play tonight. 8 o'clock, the puck drops from Amerant Bank Arena. You, of course, could hear that here, right here on 560 WQAM. They won a double overtime thriller on Friday night. Have had a couple of days off to reset, refocus.
They've basically played 3 games.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Sergei Bobrovsky, first goalie, back-to-back games with 40-plus saves in a Stanley Cup.
Woo! A lot of shots.
Oh, dude, a lot of shots.
Yeah, it started off, I think they had like 16 shots in the first period. And I was like, if this keeps up, Bob's going to be working pretty hard. And he ended up working just as hard.
You know, Bob was furious that that tying goal got through.
Yeah.
He goes like, that 17, like, I'm like, he ain't let another one through.
Yeah.
You ever watch hockey? And
overtime, Bob's a different beast.
True.
You ever watch hockey and when they score and you see 5 guys in front of the net, you go, how did that get through?
Yeah.
Well, it seems all the time.
Well, like, I also don't know how you see. Like, it's crazy for him. Like, he's like, how do you see the puck?
You see him, trying to look around.
Trying to figure it out. And it sometimes your teammates mess up, and they'll be like, yeah, he got screened there. It's like, oh, my, how do you do your job?
I mean, and not for nothing, but why does Sam Bennett think he plays the 5? This dude is, he runs down and gets pole position.
I'm gonna back your ass down.
Yo, he dropped the people's elbow on his I was like, there goes his ACL.
Well, he didn't, but you know, like, what are you gonna do? Like, this is one of those things where, like, they sit there and they're all complaining about it. And it's like, come on, man. This is crazy.
And they always forget the part where he gets pushed.
Yeah. Not maybe.
Right? Because
maybe,
like, it's always a push.
Yeah.
Because they're what trying to get about. You away from the front of the net, and they're just pushing you any kind of way.
Yeah.
But that was crazy because he got shoved. Like, they called the power play right. on him. They called the penalty on Bennett. It's like,
yeah,
that wasn't his fault. And then, of course, you had, like, the crazy McJesus play after that, where you're just like,
yikes. That's good.
That's one of those where Barkov and you're just like, Barkov and Rhino, you're just like, what the hell do we do with this guy? He's a sorcerer. Hey.
No, this is what you do.
So fast.
Yeah, tip of the cap.
You tip the cap. Tip the cap. Because, first of all, it's... I mean, to be able to weave through a crowd on skates with a stick and a puck, right? It's amazing.
And then you had, like right after that, you had the Cats had to go into a 5-on-3 kill. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was like,
I was never happier to be 4-on-5. Because when we were 3-on-5, right, I was so scared. Counting down the seconds, and then we were like, okay, it's only 4, it's 4, it's 5. Okay, okay, okay.
So if, and I was thinking about this, a lot of times the Panthers get caught up in kerfuffles, right? Little dust-ups, and they send them both to the box. But if I'm the Panthers, I don't want to be on 4-on-4 with Draisaitl and
Nah, you don't.
And McDavid?
No, it's
right.
It's
so
it's not prudent. It's not prudent to your play. I mean, and like the fact that the Cats took the lead with a shorty from Marchand. I mean, it was just right. absolutely dazzling. I mean,
That was a bonus because there's nobody that's on the edge of the seat more than me during power plays. I'm like, oh my goodness. I also hate the teams that skate around.
Hmm.
And work on their passing during the power play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but like some of the defense from the Cats was incredible. Etu was really good. Yeah. Nosek, I thought a big redemptive game for him after the blunder in overtime in game one. We talked about Forsley early on. Like Gustav Forsling was a monster, just all over the place, a complete menace. Probably one of his best games of the playoffs. He was just so damn good, all over the place, causing havoc.
Yeah, I know you're talking about defensively too, but Schmidty.
Oh my God!
I had no idea who he was prior to this playoff starting. Made his name known in the first series, and since then, kind of quiet.
He's been blasting stuff all over the place. He's been in a ton of scoring action so far.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit from Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice, this was him yesterday after practice, and said pretty pleased with the efforts in game two.
I had concerns about a piece of our game in game one. I was slightly less concerned about it in game two, but it was still there. And what you're trying to balance is, I mean, how much do you expect your team to get better when you're playing against a very, very good team? So I don't expect... I mean, both teams will have times where they look like they've got possession of the game, but it's just not going to last. It doesn't last. And it's not... I haven't felt an ebb and flow in terms of the energy level on the ice. So it's been... Sometimes, you know, there's blocks of times where one team kind of owns the flow of the play, and they almost seem to be coincidental to the icings. You get in a couple of icings, and then there's a block of time where you get to half ice the team a little bit, and they've done that to us, and we've done that to them. But other than that, I don't think there's been much of a breakdown in structure by either team. They're not far off it.
The man is wise. He also talked about, alluded to these comments, but said yesterday, this isn't your typical high-scoring series. This is what Paul Maurice had to say on the style of play and the defense so far in two games.
Either team's played poor defensively at all. Like, I'm with that idea. The 2-1 game, like, that's more of what we're accustomed to. We're a defensive-bent team. But you can watch the game. And you know if your team's playing as hard as it can defensively or if it's mentally right. And I think both teams are. I don't think either team. And the goaltending's been good. Like really good. I know sometimes you look at the goals for and to decide how well a goalie played. But if you just skewed the top 15 chances for any, which is a big number, right? Like eight chances. Oh my God, they've made saves. So how is that possible? You got a coach, and I'm telling you the truth. I haven't shown a lot of defensive video, and that's almost all I show, almost all year. But I'm looking for it, and there's places that we got to get better, for sure. But we're not at a mid. There's the places we hope to get better. It might be a better way of putting it. But both teams are competing defensively. They're blocking shots. They're battling. They're back-checking. And it's still a high-event game.
Man.
He's right, though. I mean, honestly, there's not many more complete, crazier games that you could have than what you just watched. Obviously, you had to win. Like, they made that point. Boucher made that point on the broadcast, and I don't think he's wrong. Like, if the Panthers lose that game and go down 0-2, even though it's not on home ice and they've been very – that would be a crusher because you're just so close to finishing the job. So I do feel like
– and that would be twice you gave up a lead, mm-hmm. Right.
So getting it was, I think, it was more critical for the Panthers, even though, like, you still would have just been on the road. But I think now it's like, okay, now you could actually take control of this series in your barn. So, it's a great showing from Edmonton. Obviously, much better than what we faced last year, where they just were deer in headlights early on in the series, and Bob shut them out in game one, and the Panthers just took a death grip on it and basically just didn't blow it. Now it just feels like, hey, it's haymaker for haymaker. It's all there, both sides, and every mistake is so critical because you make one, and if you have that man advantage, it's a tough go for it. But it's been such a thrill to watch these two teams play the way they have. The series has been awesome so far.
I just think that watching these first two games, if the Panthers had lost both of them, it would have been more of an indictment of how they lost, right? Like doing something you've never done, giving up leads.
Right.
And that nature. So I think that's the part of it that would have been backbreaking. Not that they lost, but the fact that the way they lost game one was very out of character for the Panthers. And then if they lost game two, that means they would have did it twice in back-to-back games. That's the part of it that, like, if you lose 6-0 the first two games, he goes, we get back home. But the fact that how close the games were and you had a lead and they both went into overtime because you gave up the tying goal at the end, that's the part that would have just been backbreaking. So you come back, you take that long trip back, you take a deep breath, and you just go, we're 1-1, right? Don't worry about how it happened. Don't worry about, like, you watch the film, you're trying to make some corrections. You try to play better, of course. But just to get out with one, you got to be happy with. But you do realize that, we have been very uncharacteristic in how these games have even been this close.
We'll take a break here on the show. More to get to on this game tonight and lots to react to from the sports weekend. We're back with more after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.